Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Joining us on the line right now is Jim Carafano, leading expert in national security and foreign policy from the Heritage Foundation. Good friend of this program. James, good morning to you.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, the president says, okay, look, sure, there was $400 million of foreign currency shrink wrap put on pallets, put on an unmarked cargo plane, and sent to Iran at about the same time that the hostages are the prisoners, whatever you want to call them, were released. But there was no quid pro quo. Here's what he said yesterday, and I want your reaction to it.
And it wasn't a secret. We were completely open with everybody about it, and it's interesting to me how suddenly this became a story again.
And he continued,
we do not pay ransom for hostages.
Well, Jim Carafano, did he pay cash for hostages in this particular case, as some have suggested?
Well, let me tell you how this is going to play out. It's going to play out exactly the way the Benghazi story played out, and the Obama administration's going to use exactly the same playbook. You know, almost immediately after Benghazi, it was very clear what had happened and why. And it's kind of clear here, too. I mean, Iran kept people as human pawns, and they didn't release those people until they got the deal and the money they wanted. Now, we can go through the dictionary, and I'll pick whatever our favorite word is to describe that, but that's what happened, and there's just no argument there. This is probably legal. I mean, there's a good article on that in the Wall Street Journal today. So at the end of the day, nobody's ever going to get impeached or indicted for this.
Well, if it was legal, why did the Justice Department raise flags about it?
Well, because the Justice Department knows if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck, right? So it's very clear that this is an exchange of human beings that were kept for the purpose, no other purpose other than extracting concessions from the United States as part of a larger deal, and that people would see it that way. What the administration will do now is they'll just play rope-a-dope till they leave office. Look, Congress is out. Congress will come back and, you know, investigate this to death when they get back. The Democrats will claim it's a partisan thing. Americans won't really be able to follow it, and will just kind of lose interest in it. So, is it going to impact, you know, the Obama administration in the short term? Probably not. Is it going to impact the election? Probably not. What will happen is after months and years of, you know, wrangling and historians through this, you know, people will conclude, yeah, I mean, basically what the United States sanctioned was okay for you to take our citizens, use them as kind of human trading cards, and then when you feel like it, you know, give them back over to us.
So, I mean, you said this is probably legal, and whether the law is in play here or not, it's certainly against longstanding policy of the United States government. So let's talk about just the political fallout of this. I disagree that this is hard for the American people to understand. I think it actually, as these things go, it's pretty simple. The hostages weren't released until the money arrived, and the president is claiming that we didn't pay a ransom.
Well, look, here's what's going to happen, right? You know, people that don't like this administration, they're going to see this for what it is, and they're going to hold it against them. Okay. The people that support the administration, they're going to listen to the president and say, well, that sounds plausible enough to me. They're not going to dig into the details enough. They're not going to care. The people in the middle, they're going to hear both sides argue about this, and they're going to say, oh, it's just partisan wrangling or whatever, and they're going to move on and make decisions on other things. This is the exact same playbook the administration followed in Benghazi. And, of course, one of the traps that critics fall into is this tendency to jump the shark where the president does something that's just completely unconscionable and immediately say, oh, he's, you know, breaking the law, that, you know, he ought to be impeached and everything else. And then, of course, all they have to do is kind of back off 1 inch from that and say, well, it's not actually breaking the law. And everybody goes, oh, it's just partisan bickering and moving on. This was bad statecraft, bad diplomacy, and a bad precedent to no end. Because you also heard the president thing loud and said, look, the Iran deal is working great. Where's all the critics? You know, why aren't they out saying, you know, lauding for me and saying they were mistaken? The Iran deal is working like crap. First of all, Iran's as aggressive as they've ever been. They've got more money to fund Hezbollah and Hamas and other groups. They're not cooperating with the United States in the Middle East. Their missile program is racing ahead, and that's a key component of a nuclear weapons program. And the most unconscionable thing the president said in the whole thing was, he said, look, he goes, they were on, you know, what we prevented with this deal was them breaking out as a nuclear power in the short term. Well, no U.S. intelligence claimed that Iran was intending to be a breakout nuclear power. Therefore, saying my deal is a success because I stopped something that wasn't happening is not a metric of success. So, I mean, yeah. What you saw in that press conference was the same kind of rope-a-dope he did in Benghazi, and he'll do until he leaves office.
Yeah, you make a good point that the timing, learning all this, if it had been early in this current term, there might have been an attempt to go after it. But you're right. Time is running out. They're gonna play for time. But I remember the Reagan administration. I mean, and the arms for hostages, Iran-Contra. I mean, that darn near brought down the Reagan administration.
And what did Ronald Reagan do? He stepped down. He said, "Boy, this was stupid. You know, this was wrong. You know, Congress, you do your thing." He actually appointed Dave Abshire, who was a special envoy, just to help, you know, bring transparency to this. And Ronald Reagan admitted he was wrong. It was a bad thing to do, and his government shouldn't have done that.
Well, let's leave
exactly the opposite.
Let's leave nobody in doubt, though. People who travel in dangerous parts of the world on behalf of the United States are in greater danger today as a result of this.
You know, the president said, well, there's lots of hostages around the world, and we don't trade for them. But what he left out was, that's because they're held by countries that I don't want to make deals with.
Yeah. Good point. Jim Carafano, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.